Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Companies, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Don't let the fear of contracting the coronavirus disease deter you from seeking the medical care you need. At Eureka Labs, we ensure the safety of our clients and staff with our rigid sanitization routine. This involves the use of ultraviolet lights to effectively rid the air and all surfaces of viruses and bacteria that may be present throughout the lab daily. The light works to rapidly inactivate microorganisms through a physical process that is invisible to human eye. So the next time you need a checkup, don't hesitate to give us a call on 225-7574 to schedule your appointment.
In our last episode, a distraught June told James she was feeling the effects of the many COVID deaths because of the lackadaisical attitude of most persons. Sonny called, worried about BB's pending surgery, but June assured him that all would be well. Anil was about to imbibe, and Mala stopped him and said she was giving him another chance. James and Catalina were exercising at the community center ground when June turned up and warned Catalina to leave James alone. As we return, Dinah and June are on the phone.
June, I don't think James would do the man. After all you all went through, why would he mess up that by going with Catalina? I think it's just poor judgment on his part.
Congratulate me, my sweetheart! Congratulate me, my sweetheart!
John, my boy!
Hi, Goldman.
June, we can talk later. All right, bye.
Congratulations!
It's what going on here?
Meet Murondoy's newest married couple.
Sean? Oh, the boy.
What?
Yes, Miss Dino. Me and the missus been down to the post office and made it official.
Well, yes.
And John got me this beautiful ring.
John, is good you heading good? Why you wouldn't marry a woman you hardly know?
All right, Tino. Everybody finds happiness in their own time.
When you know it's right, you just know.
That's my husband.
Is what going on?
I's married now, Unique.
Well, I tell you.
If jealous and bitter was a person, it would be you, Dino.
Look, let me go and see me staff doing at the back. Yeah, I'll excuse me.
John, why you and your new wife don't get a table? Lunch is on me.
Thank you, Goldman.
You better hurry up and marry the one, Mr. Goldman, because like she hurt me and John did it before you and she...
All right, Coretta, all right.
Well, congratulations. I wish you all a long and happy marriage.
Thank you, Unique.
Thanks, dear. Talk to your miserable grandma, though.
Y'all excuse me.
Well, John, Miranda, I got the woman to hold you, yeah?
You're telling me? Couple months ago, I never thought I would be married a day like today.
Well... Drinks and lunch on me. This is cause for celebration.
Granny.
Yes, Unique?
Why are you so upset that Coretta and John get married?
I just think it's too quick. And John is too nice of a man for Coretta.
Yeah, but if the two people like each other, who are we to judge?
Coretta gonna bleed the man. You wait. Certain people supposed to stay by themselves.
You sure it's not something else bothering you?
What else could bother me, Unique?
I don't know, Granny. You and Goldman plan to get married before John and Coretta and they come and do it before you?
I too old for the nonsense, Unique. Me and Goldman actually having a wedding and are in no rush.
All right.
I don't take marriage as a joke, you know.
Well, I sure John and Coretta ain't take it as a joke either.
Look, left me alone.
Anyway, I want to ask you something.
What?
You trust the cashier?
Well, she never give me reason not to trust she.
Okay.
Why?
Nothing.
Well, that's a strange question for it to be nothing.
It's all right, man. I just wanted to know.
Divine, I can't believe you just had a baby and look so good.
Thanks to breastfeeding. And I can't believe you and John got married today.
Yes, I am a happy married woman.
Divine, why you left me godson home?
Unique girl, I needed a break. You think it's easy taking care of a baby? Ryan taking care of his son.
Well, I got to come over by y'all later to see.
No problem.
Unique, when you and Kevin getting a child, though?
I really don't feel that is any of your business, Coretta.
Look how long you are married. You can't have children.
All right, Coretta, there's enough.
Listen to your husband.
Miss ExxonMobil. It's nice seeing you.
Excuse me? Mr. Goldman, you know I have a name, right?
No intention to offend you.
Please address me as Divine.
Okay, Ms. Divine. It's good seeing you.
How you find it working with ExxonMobil, Divine?
Oh, she don't do nothing for nobody in Marunda, eh?
Well, I tell you.
I the one should help me get the little sponsorship from ExxonMobil for do the little fish fry. Not a help.
Coretta, you really think ExxonMobil would sponsor one person fish fry? You don't even have a business or anything.
It's true.
You don't gotta talk to me like a stupid Divine.
Well, don't call my name in stupidness. Do your research and see exactly what ExxonMobil is doing for local content instead of telling people I didn't help you with your fish fry.
All right, ladies, all right. No need for this to get out of hand.
Look like shut my mouth.
So, Miss Divine, I don't really know much about what ExxonMobil really doing for the country.
Okay, well, let me help you then.
I keep hearing about local content. But where's the really?
Well, right now they're discussing the draft local content policy.
Yes, a nobody policy. I was actually talking about it with Mr. Lawrence the other day.
Lawrence is Divine Father.
Yes, I know.
Thank you for jumping in, Mr. Goldman.
Just like how I excited about gold, it's so I feel in these days about the oil.
Okay.
Anyway, John, they have a draft local content policy. I ain't managed to look through it yet. But I figure it would be detailed in everything that is expected of the oil companies when it comes to ensuring that the locals benefit as much as possible.
Pretty much. I can tell you that with ExxonMobil, the goal is to make sure that Guyanese enjoy maximum benefits.
What stick up in the way? What if some of the terms in the policy are a little unrealistic?
Like how?
For example, if they say out of every 10 people ExxonMobil hire, 8 got to be Guyanese. What will happen if Guyana don't have as much as 8 qualified Guyanese to fill the positions?
Well, that's a very good point. Having unrealistic expectations of the oil companies can actually slow down progress.
But Guyanese isn't getting training all the time.
Yes, more and more people are becoming qualified. And one day we'll get to a point where all the skills we need to keep the industry running smooth will be available right here in Guyana.
Exciting times in Guyana, eh, John?
Yeah, man.
Me fish fry is not local content.
Coretta, you gonna come after that?
I have nothing else to say.
I just want to be satisfied that Guyanese gonna benefit fully from this oil.
Benefits to Guyanese don't apply only for ExxonMobil or any other oil company though. You know that, right?
Well.
Yeah, local content is very important to the country and nobody can say we haven't been making our contribution. You heard about the Greater Guyana Initiative?
Yes, I read about it.
I don't know much about this whole oil business.
Well, the Greater Guyana Initiative is being funded by ExxonMobil, Hess, and CNOOC.
But it's about what?
It's a 10-year project. The companies will be investing billions into capacity building and economic development. And all the investment won't be going just to oil. They will also be having scholarships and more training for Guyanese.
Wow. Coretta, when are we gonna start working on this baby? We just got to benefit from this, you know.
What? Baby?
Seriously?
Coretta, how old you tell this man you is?
Why you don't mind your business and give your husband a child unique? My husband knows exactly how old I am.
So you're praying for a miracle?
Look, I need to go and buy mulatto, yeah? I don't like waiting too late when the line long.
Look, buy too quick, pick that for me too.
One thing I want to say before you leave, Mr. Goldman. The benefit to Guyanese will largely depend on what the government does with the oil revenues. It's the government who will decide how many roads they'll build, how much they'll invest in education, health, and all of that.
Well, yes, that makes sense.
Well, I will be looking to see how our indigenous communities benefit.
Well, I still stuck on Coretta thinking she can get pregnant at her age.
Unique, why you don't hug you?
Coretta is a mess, eh, Divine? Why she would let John think that she could get pregnant?
John ain't got two eyes to see Coretta's a big woman. Both of them want to jumpy lash.
Anyway, girl, I wanted to talk to you about something.
What?
You remember I tell you that I think Goldman's stealing from the restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, girl, I don't think it's he anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's the cashier.
Why you feel so?
Because once or twice a week, she husband does come and she would give him a box with food. I think she putting the money in the box.
You lie.
But she doing it in a sneaky way. She don't thief every day.
So what you gonna do?
I want catch her in the act.
And look how you blaming Mr. Goldman.
Girl, I ashamed to admit that I was wrong.
You gonna got to swallow your pride.
Yeah. I can't believe I didn't figure it out before though. I guess I just don't like Goldman, that I was just looking at something to blame him.
But your grandmother is happy with him.
Yeah, I know.
And it's her happiness that means the most, right?
Yeah.
Just let him be, man.
Yeah.
So, you gonna fire the cashier when you catch her?
What else we could do? She probably thiefing since we hired she last year.
Gosh, why are some people so dishonest?
Girl, look.
Get to the bottom of it and do what you need to do.
Is Kevin just messaged me?
Oh, how he doing?
He's alright. We're in a good place right now.
And you decide when you're getting pregnant?
We're gonna start trying soon.
Good, because Emmanuel needs a playmate and the closer they are in age, the better.
Yeah. You and Ryan want more?
Ryan does, but girl, giving birth is not easy. I don't know if I want another child.
Well, wait until Emmanuel grows a little. There's no rush.
Exactly.
I agree to have a baby. But I'm still very scared.
How does that work with you being HIV positive?
Well, my viral load has been undetectable for the longest while. I can't pass on the virus to Kevin.
Okay.
It's just that I'm scared about the whole process, Divine.
Well, girl, if you're that scared, you're still allowed to change your mind. Don't let anybody force you. Your body, your choice.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and the SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.